You are tuned in to the Grit and Bear It podcast, the first and only podcast devoted to covering the 12-time Calder Cup champions, the Hershey Bears. This is high energy, unfiltered, and at times unfocused hockey talk. Now here's your host, Richard Blosser.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Grit and Bear It podcast. It is a... God, what time is it? When is it? It is... Gosh, what is it? April 9th. I blinked and it was Friday. My name's Richard Blosser, welcoming you to this late edition of the Grit and Bear It podcast. The first and only Hershey Bears podcast out in the hockeyverse. All right, everyone. Sorry if things are a little disoriented. As you can tell, this podcast is a bit of a day late, and you'll notice my usual charm and energy isn't here. It's not because I don't care. I like doing this. Even at my lowest, I still feel like I can put out a good product for all of you. The thing is, I'm tired. I just got back from 4 days, 15 hours of wrestling, jumping back and forth between Wells Fargo, Embassy Suites, Lincoln Financial Field, over 100,000 wrestling fans hearing yeet, yeah, woo, yeet, yeah, all weekend. I've sung Kingdom Cody Rhodes' theme 4 times this weekend. I got arm exercises done because of doing Jey Uso's up and down thing. I felt like I was at mass from all the sitting and standing that I was doing. I know I shouldn't complain. I got to go to WrestleMania. I got to submerge myself into the wrestling fandom. And there are a bunch of stories to tell, but I think I'm going to save that for the summertime. I think I'll save that for another show. So while I was away there in South Philadelphia, the boys did play this weekend, and cards out on the table. I didn't watch any of it. I didn't. They played Friday night at 8 o'clock. That was SmackDown. They played Saturday at 7. That's when Mania started. I was busy. So, if I don't have too much of a detailed, like my usual recap for everyone, this episode may be shorter than usual, but them's just the breaks when it comes to this. You know, this was a weekend I'd circled on the calendar since August. This was coming, but I'm going to do the best I can for all of you, and I promise this coming weekend, we're going to get back to our regularly scheduled programming. And speaking of, we only have 2 weeks of the regular season to go, boys and girls. Yeah, I hate to tell all of you, 2 weeks? That's it. We have a 3-3 in this weekend coming up, which we don't leave the state of Pennsylvania. In fact, after this past road trip, we don't leave the state of Pennsylvania until probably the end of the month. We have 5 games left. That's it. So, just, I'm going to tell all of you what I keep telling you. Love, hug, cherish this season because it will be gone before you know it. It may end on June 26th, or it could end just like that. But let's not think about that now. So the boys traveled all the way out west to take on the Iowa Wild. First ever visit to Des Moines, Iowa. And as we were heading down to Philly, we got the news. Hunter Shepard got recalled. Oh boy, because Darcy Kempner left practice early. Oh no, as a precaution. So all right. Fly back home, Hunter, or maybe he didn't even go on the trip, which means Mud. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Mud. Clay Stevenson is going out there. Connor Bjorklund from South Carolina gets called up as the backup, and we go to Iowa as we get Jasper Wallstadt taking on Clay Stevenson. And from what I could tell, it was, you know, we're on the road, the Wells Fargo Arena out there in Des Moines, Iowa. It looked nice. It really did. I wish I could have watched it. But I also noticed with Iowa, at least on the highlights that I saw, Iowa wore their whites at home. You know, the whites of the, like the Minnesota Wild, the white bodies, the green lettering, and the red numbers. I thought we'd see the greens of Iowa. And I'm not complaining, mind you. I am not complaining whatsoever. It should be darks on the road, whites at home, just as the hockey gods intended it to be. But this was a welcome relief. And speaking of welcome relief, who left Ethan Frank all alone on a Royal Road crossing feed? Royal Road is the north-south passing lane that's in front, from the wall-to-wall passing lane that's in front of the net, coined by the Calder Farm Stand, which is where you complete those passes, you get really good scoring opportunities, as Pietrick Dubé finds Ethan Frank just wide freaking open, and Jesper Wallstedt, I don't know what he was doing, at least on the highlight, he tried to poke and reach out, but just fell on the ice, and Ethan Frank just goes, yoink, in the net. And we're off and running. It's 1-0 Hershey. It's going to be one of those nights, isn't it? As I'm watching SmackDown. This is fun. Randy Orton's out. It's the KO show. And what do you mean it's 2-0? Logan Day left all alone and he scores. But some of the Bears' penalty trouble starts to bubble up again. Two straight penalties for the Bears as Dmitry Osipov goes off for interference, and Michael Mullane gets one for Iowa on the power play to make it 2-1. All right. So Iowa wasn't going to let us run away with this. Iowa wasn't going to, there's no way they're going to roll over. But in comes Ethan Frank yet again. Beginning of the second, we get underway. Ethan Frank found by Lucas, who he shoots and he scores. Ethan Frank, gets the goal to make it 3-1. Okay, dominance reestablished. Later on in the period, now the Wild are getting into penalty trouble. Now things are frisky on the power play. Back up to the point, Joe Snively in the slot. Looking. Why don't you shoot, you schmuck? Throws one wrister on the way, deflected, and they score! Alex Lemieux in his beautiful hair! Power play goal tipped. And it is 4-1 Hershey. Oh, this might be a laugher. Is it a laugher? I'm not 100% sure. But the Bears, they're still pressing on. We haven't had one of these type of games in a while, just crushing Iowa. Iowa player loses a stick. And Ethan Frank gets one in the circles, the guy without a stick, and Ethan just goes, hi, and wides, fires. The guy tries to kneel to block the puck, but it goes right over him and into the net. It's the freaking hat trick. Ethan Frank gets a hat trick and bowls over the guy who tried to go for a kneeling block. As Ethan Frank gets the hat trick, Mike Vecchione with a nice play off the boards to find Ethan in that bumper spot that's usually on the power play. So Ethan Frank gets his third of the game, and it's 5-1 Hershey. We're done here. Mike Vecchione scores with the 36 seconds in, 6-1. We are done here. We're done, 6-1. I'm watching this, and I'm telling Joe, 5-1. 6-1. And we just throw up our hands. We're like, well, this game's well in hand. Iowa would get a garbage time goal from Vlasov first off to make it 6-2. But Henrik Rybinski would get a nice goal of his own to make it 7-2. And good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Iowa. Bears win it 7-2, the final, and it wasn't even that close. Your three stars were Pietrick Dubé, who had, three assists, yeah, in this game. Let's see. No, I don't want the Iowa Wild. Pietrick Dubé with three assists. Mike Vecchione gets the number two star with a goal and two assists Ethan Frank gets first star with 3 goals and an assist for a 4-point game. Clay Stevenson goes 22 for 24. And Jesper Wallstat goes 26 for 33. Oof, Marone. It's his bobblehead night tomorrow night. Wow. So, Bears just destroy the Iowa Wild. Just absolutely destroy them. Just beat them. And it's been a while since the Bears have had a game like this. A good, solid laugher. In fact, we've kind of lacked games where we've had this. And it was a good game to have to go out there. And we already won the week because, you know, we played the Phantoms on Tuesday. Did I forget to recap that one? I think I did. Well, we won 1-0. That's it. We won 1-0 against the Phantoms. That was it. And, oh, right. I kind of forgot to mention something else off that. But let me finish my thought here on the Iowa. On Friday, just went out and just took it to them. Just took it to them, proving we could beat these lower teams and not have to lower our playing, you know, play down to our competition. So, yeah, I forgot to talk about the Phantoms on Tuesday because, first off, well, it was a 1-0 game. It was a 1-0 game. We got a goal early as it was Hunter versus Cal Peterson. Yeah, we got Cal again. Yeah, it was Hunter versus Cal Peterson as Piotrek Dubé got one early from a nice feed from Hendrik Rybinski after a power play expired to make it 1-0. And this game, it was a snoozer, everyone. And again, I'm sorry I'm not giving you the best detailed review. It is Tuesday after a long weekend, and I'm doing the best I can. But with that win on Tuesday, the Bears locked up the Atlantic Division and number one seed in the East, which means we're Atlantic Division champions. Get ready for more merchandise. We're number one seed in the East, which means we have home ice through the second round, the division semifinals, whatever you want to call it, the division rounds and the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, the one other thing we need to add on this is home ice throughout everything. And that's why we got to keep getting some of these points here down the stretch and wrap this little baby up early. So the Bears got 2 wins over the week, and it's what we needed. And we're going to head to Sunday, and we'll get to that right after this. All right, Bears fans, the regular season is winding down, but that doesn't mean the hockey action is winding down, and you can get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. When you bet just $5, you can get $200 instantly in bonus bets for new customers this week. Folks, you don't need me to tell you that we're going to have a lot more day hockey. We're going to have a lot more weekday games that are going to mean importance because we're heading toward the last weekend of the regular season. Spots still need to be clinched. Playoff positioning still needs to be made. And as we wrap up the regular season, the gambling season doesn't end with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN as new customers can bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after insurance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gambling resources. The NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved. And now on with the show. And we're back here on the Grit and Barrett podcast. Thank you so much to our sponsor, DraftKings Sportsbook, for sponsoring this podcast. All right. So let's get on to Saturday night there in Iowa. I'm sure there's a joke there somewhere. as your Hershey Bears took on the Iowa Wild for the fourth and almost likely final time this season. And this was going to be a game that, again, I didn't see any or much of because I was in section 112 of Lincoln Financial Field watching WrestleMania 40. So if this doesn't seem, again, as quick or as detailed as we usually have, I'm sorry. I was busy this weekend. So, you know, as I'm watching everything, the fireworks are going off and we're getting, you know, we're getting the usual stuff. The first match is underway. And oh, look, the Bears are playing, though. That's pretty nice, but I'm here for the entrances. I'm hearing the first things. And what do you mean Iowa scored first? Vladislav Firstev gets his second goal of the weekend, and it's 1-0 Iowa. Great. Great. Already getting into penalty trouble yet again. Already getting into penalty trouble as, you know, Dylan Mickelrath taking two penalties on top of each other. Two for roughing and for hooking, and I guess that led to the 5-on-3. Nice going, Captain. But Iowa starts getting in trouble of their own. Caden Baker goes off for slashing, and Chase Prisky makes him pay on the power play to tie the game. A power play goal by the Bears. Huzzah. And it just seems like the penalty fest just continued. Iowa was getting into a lot of problems. Delay a game because of faceoff violation. Batting the puck with the hand. Yes, that's a thing. High sticking, slashing, but the Bears getting in trouble. Alex Lemieux off for interference. Joe Snively for a delay of game. And too many men. The lamest penalty in all of hockey as well. And we had the ever rare goaltender getting an interference penalty. That's you, Zane McIntyre. That's right. It was Jasper Wallstedt bobblehead night, and he wasn't even in net. And for all of you who think Zane McIntyre, I've heard that name before. Yes, you have. You might remember him from such teams as the Providence Bruins and some other teams. Their names escape me at the moment. But Alex Lemieux is able to get a goal within the closing minutes of the period. Him and his beautiful hair make it 2-1. All right, let's just put this little baby to bed. It's 2-1. The defense will do its job, grind out a victory, and we'll get on a plane and we'll go home. But Iowa had other plans as Gavin Hanin, H-A-I-N, ties the game halfway through the third. And we go to a shootout and we go to overtime. And I was trying to listen to overtime. Like, maybe I can listen to it on my phone. There's not some action going on right now, but silly me. Eagles Stadium Wi-Fi is extremely overloaded and I can't hear Zach. Great. So no goal in overtime and we go to a shootout. There are some good news. How am I going to keep up with this? How? Everybody's recording. Everybody's streaming live. How am I going to keep up with this? So I go to my buddy Corey Shores and his Twitter feed because he kind of keeps up on this stuff during the game a little bit better than I do. But, so all right, I'll just keep refreshing his. And in the first, looks like Iowa's going to go first. Sammy Walker, their lead scorer, ends, shoots, and he scores. Well, it's Sammy Walker, so of course he's going to. Ethan Frank, up next, comes in, he shoots, and he scores! Our baby boy. Caden Baker comes over. He stopped. Joe Snively, all right, he did it before for us. And he stopped. Sure. Up next is, let me just see if I get this correctly. Up next, Alex Lemieux comes over, comes in, shoots, and he stopped. Round four, both are stopped. Round five, both are stopped. Round six, both guys are stopped. This is getting ridiculous, you guys. Round seven, Stefan Fogarty, former Providence Bruin, I know where this movie's going, comes in, looks, shoots wide of the net, overcomes Matt Strom. You're going to do this again? You're going to do this again, coach? How many times have I got to teach you a lesson, old man? Strom ain't going to score, comes in to the circles, shimmies, shoots, and he scores! Holy crap! It worked! Matt Strom scored! And that's it! We're done! Bears take both in Iowa! Matt Strom gets the shootout winner. And once you know it, we have a two-game shootout winning streak. Go figure. Bears win it. 3-2 the final. They get the extra point in the skills competition. Now let's get the hell out of here. And your three stars of the night were Michael Moline for Iowa, Alex Lemoes for Hershey gets second, Matt Strom with the shootout winner gets the number one star. And good job by just getting both out of them. You know, the skills competition is actually working for once. I'm not going to complain about this as long as we're getting points and it keeps the fan page quiet when it comes to the shootouts for the time being. But good to get those wins and might inch us ever closer to that. What is it, the Kilpatrick Trophy? Sure, that's what it is. So, speaking of the playoff primer, the Bears' magic number to get it is three. Is three, which means we need to get 3 points in the last five games. With a 3-3 this weekend, it's very much doable. Now, that also does go down if Coachella Valley loses, which they seem to have an annoying winning streak going as of lately. It's annoying. So, the Bears' magic number to get everything overall is three. And heading into this weekend, it's a 3-3 that does not involve much travel. It's travel, but not a lot. So, Friday, it is another Friday home game at Giant Center as we take on those no-good, dirty, filthy Lehigh Valley Phantoms, possibly for the last time this season. At home, Giant Center, 7 o'clock start. And then it's up to Wilkes-Barre for a 6:05 start up there at Mohegan Sun Arena. And yours truly and the missus are making our return to Wilkes-Barre for the first time in a long time. We've been up there. 6:05 start up there at Mohegan Sun Arena. And then the rematch back home at 5 o'clock at Giant Center as the Bears take on the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Baby Penguins yet again for possibly the last time. There is a scenario where we could end up playing Wilkes. Then the last two games next week is a Wednesday night home game, and then Saturday night, April 20th, will be the last regular season game, jersey off our backs night, fan appreciation, award stuff, blah, blah, blah. But we will deal with that when the time comes. So taking a look at in the division, of course, the Bears have clinched the division with hitting 50 wins this weekend. The Bears have 105 points. 105 points. Providence is in second with 85. Wilkes-Barre's in third with 81. They clinched a spot. Charlotte has 81. They are in as well. Hartford is in fifth with 70. Lehigh in sixth with 67. Springfield falling fast with 63. And the Islanders dead last and out of it with 56. Over in the north, the Syracuse Crunch lead the north right now with 82 points. Rochester is in second with 81. Rochester is in the playoffs. Syracuse has clinched and gotten in. The Amherst are in second at 81. The Monsters are in third with 80. Give me a second here, ladies and gentlemen. Just pulling up the playoff primer because that's a little bit easier to do all this playoff stuff and tell you who's in and who is not. Toronto's in fourth, is in fourth with 75 points. Laval in fifth with 72. Belleville in sixth with 72 as well. And Utica in dead last with 71. If the playoffs started today, of course, the Bears are number one in the division. The first round game is Wilkes-Barre versus Lehigh. Interesting. With probably a 1-1-1, depending on logistics. And Charlotte versus Hartford with all three games in Charlotte. Over in the north, it's Toronto versus Laval in the play-in round. And Rochester versus Cleveland in the other divisional matchup with Syracuse getting a bye. Out west, the specific division is all locked up as Coachella Valley leads that, followed by Tucson, Ontario, Colorado, Abbotsford, Bakersfield and Calgary. And what the heck? In the Central, Milwaukee Admirals lead the division. The Grand Rapids Griffins, Rockford Ice Hogs, and Texas Stars have all clinched spots 1 through 4. And the final spot is being contested between the Moose, who just need to get probably a combination of points over the weekend to get in. Chicago and Iowa are out of it. So again, this weekend, everyone, it is a 3-3. Plenty of hockey left to be played. So that'll do it for the Grit and Barrett podcast this week. A short episode, everyone, but that's just what happened with the weekend and everything. We'll get back into the swing of things next week, I promise. Playoff coverage coming up soon. Gonna try and get Corey on as well. And get ready, everyone. It's springtime. The weather is warming up. And that means it's going to be time to go seek the silver chalice once again. But until next time, my name's Richard Blosser. Go Bears, and I'll catch you next time.
Thank you for downloading this episode of the Grit and Barrett podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are currently listening to. If you are listening on Apple or Google, please leave us a 5-star review as it appeases our algorithm overlords. If you enjoyed this podcast, please check out the Hockey Podcast Network, where there is a podcast for each and every NHL team. We also cover the American Hockey League. They have a podcast about college hockey and all the ins and outs of the hockey world. If you wish to know more about our parent club, please check out the official Caps Chirps podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network, as they cover all things Washington Capitals. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at GritAndBarrettP1. On Twitter. That's at GritAndBarrettP1 on Twitter. This podcast is dedicated to the memory of Patricia Blosser, who passed away on December 5th, 2020 to dementia and COVID. The show is also dedicated to all of the Hershey Bears friends, fans, and family who lost their lives to cancer. Cancer sucks. Thank you once again for listening to the Grit and Barrett podcast, and go Bears.